And welcome back. And we're having trouble connecting to Mount Red Velvet in New Zealand. I guess we threw them off with our change in schedule because usually we have them on a little earlier at the wee hours in New Zealand because it's 5 hours earlier there on the other side of the world. And it's also a day, hard to believe this, but it's actually a day later. So we're literally talking to people from the future. We may be getting my son Matthew on because I want to talk about some of these issues on global symbology and what's going on because, and I've kind of breached into this before, the other area that I'd like to perhaps talk about is to look at what's going on in terms of the symbology and the issues that are happening on a spiritual type of realm that's going on. We need to spend a lot more time in prayer. Recently, last week, we had some really top guests on. We had Tex Mars talking about his latest book on basically current we call Talmudic Judaism. We talked with Leo Zagami about the satanic regime in the Vatican right now. And we have to realize we're being ruled by devils and by globalists that actually have no positive intentions toward either nation states or human beings on the planet. It's really pretty crazy. And unfortunately, these things aren't really open to an opinion. They're just stated facts. If you actually listen to the statements by the Vatican, by Pope Francis, and by Obama last September at the New York conference, read the Tetrad of the Blood Moons. If you actually look at World Watch Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, so many documents out there that are in the open that really don't leave any kind of dispute. We're dealing with some pretty significant things. What I want you to understand is that what's happening is speeding up. We're in the birth pangs right now. And we have both opportunity and disaster. For example, I just over the weekend offered a tremendous reduction in the price of our QRMA bioplasm and metapathia. I've been working on technology, and my paper is almost complete for December in Las Vegas for the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. I have the capacity, for example, if you get a QRMA machine, to actually tell you what nutrients you require to regenerate your body and get it back on track. We now have peptides and anti-aging biomolecules in our nutraceuticals to actually regenerate solid organs. We have stem cell transplants that are far more powerful than just getting your own bone marrow the same day or extracting stem cells from your fat, which isn't a high enough concentration, or umbilical cords stem cells, which is not high enough concentration. But we have stem cell lines like Stematica and their clinic in Santa Clarita, Tijuana, and various facilities such as Regenerax and Grand Cayman with my old colleague, Dr. Chris Centeno. We can regenerate your shoulder joint or your back or whatever, and you can actually see physiological regeneration on MRI scan. So we do have now technologies that's closing the loop, and the diagnostics of things such as the metapathia, which is a version of the Russian Metatron machine developed by the Russian Space Agency. And I've just got the latest version of that device that arrived. And I've been able to actually extract the harmonic treatment frequencies due to what's called epigenetic therapy. And I'm the first in the world to do that because I can actually extract, using oscilloscopes, the treatment frequencies for microcurrents through the Accutron, which we'll be marketing. The Accutron, this will be, by the way, marketed to health professionals because we can't sell microcurrent devices directly to the public, but we can sell pulse magnetic light and sound devices to you, and then you can buy the affiliated pieces to put it together yourself, even if you're not a health professional. So you can get an Accutron device with a doctor's script, but you can get these other devices without a script. What it means is you can actually put the frequencies in that are going to affect your DNA for what I call true organ full-force regeneration and epigenetic. We literally turn on the song of your DNA to an earlier state of physiological age. So as I show in my paper, what is aging and disease? It's abnormal biophoton harmonic frequencies that metastably maintain an abnormal imbalance that don't allow tissues to regenerate and maintain organ function. And when we restore the proper frequencies and harmonic resonance, along with the right nutrients in their activated state, like our NutriMed line and our biopeptides that actually alter stem cells and tissue regeneration, we can actually see actual organ regeneration and reversal of the aging process. So we're really close. In fact, if the paper I'm presenting is received well by my colleagues, thousands of colleagues, They, along with the army of scientists and PhDs, will be able to take my research. And standing on my shoulders, and I stand on the shoulders of many scientists, going right back to, you know, to Nikola Tesla, Albert Einstein, Max Planck, and many others, to talk about the application of quantum physics to biological systems, such as Dr. Nesterov of the Russian Space Agency, Nonlinear Institute in Moscow. We're able to actually prove to you that we now know what the biology of aging is. It's a dance between biophotons and DNA, and even the process of coding new DNA code to adapt to a changing environment. Now, with our NutriMeds, and I'm writing new videos on all of our NutriMeds, and I'm updating our protocols too in video, updating them and putting video out. You have to understand the presentation that I do with nutraceuticals here is superior to any place, anywhere, in any clinic on the planet. And the reason is I present with you data for functional medicine, blood, urine, stool, and genetic testing, such as 23andMe and Prometheus, or quantum testing using the QRMA, where you can just simply send me the compressed file and a medical history, and I can tell you what your needs are. Or if you want more advanced, if you get the bioplasma machine, I can actually log on to your machine anywhere in the world, from New Zealand to, you know, Stockholm, Sweden, and I can actually look at your real-time scan of your brain, heart, lung, liver, kidneys, etc., and tell you the disease state you're suffering and exactly anatomically where and which organ system is actually affecting you and what's the pathogenesis of the problem, even if you don't have symptoms. That's how amazing this is. I can log on to TeamViewer 11 and look at your live results and your test anywhere in the world, remotely. And the device on your head is using harmonic resonant frequencies through your central nervous system to diagnose. And then if you want to do, and you're skeptical and want to do conventional testing, I can tell you what tests to do, and you can even send those to me. MRI, CT scans, PET scans, quantitative electroencephalograms for looking at brain cortical function, organic acids, metabolites, toxins, heavy metals, fat and red blood cell membrane, high-pressure chromatography, your nuclear spectroscopy for toxins, and even metabolites. So there really is no limit now, and I know how to interpret all of these tests in every lab in the world. And because of those skill sets, and I train other doctors, and I do it case by case. So if you're a doctor in New Zealand or Johannesburg, South Africa, or Scotland, just have to send me a case. You send me a case, I charge my time for doing the case, reviewing the records, and you do each review different cases. After you've done a dozen or so cases of the more common conditions you're exposed to, you start to getting the principles behind which functional medicine, which incorporates surgery, medicine, pharmacology, herbology, quantum physics, toxicology, infectious disease, stealth pathogenicity, and all the other factors that are tied in to wellness, including toxicology of heavy metals, epigenetics in terms of harmonic resonant frequencies in the body of what's called phonon maser waves that regulate your DNA. And what I'm presenting is basically the special and general theory of quantum biophysics to biological systems for both humans and all other life forms on Earth, but also for exopolitics, for exobiology, for people who are looking into the astrophysics of possible life forms in other parts of the universe, including ones that are not based on carbon but are based on other types of minerals such as silicon. So the same principles of biophysics can be applied. Now, what's important about this is it means that we are rapidly approaching the point where we can do non-invasive diagnostics to narrow down if we want to do specific testing, whether it's a high-speed metapathia test and we find out, oh, you've got calcified arteries. I can do a high-speed CT scan and look at the calcium score and then do a transesophageal echogram and determine exactly what your blood flow is and where you actually need to have stents put in place if your circulation is so far gone that we can't wait till your arteries reverse. Or we can actually get a very aggressive program and see the actual arteries open up without the need for surgery. We can see precancerous cell changes and DNA changes of switching specific genes, because we can ring down to the harmonic resonance of genes like, you know, oncogene 13 or specific complexes that you may carry like BRCA1 and BRCA2 panel and see the epigenetic switching on and off and find out even the anatomic location of those. So what I'm developing is a new level of science in my retired years that far exceeds what I was trained in medical school or residency and incorporates advanced biochemistry, toxicology, biophysics, genetics, epigenetics, surgery, etc. Doesn't mean I don't recommend surgery or even the use of pharmacology, but it's very minimal. And it's targeted to specific conditions. In most cases, it's not being used appropriately. For example, I have a gentleman who wanted me to consult with him regarding his shoulder. He inappropriately, I went for two stem cell transplants, one from umbilical cord and the other from himself, and of course they were failed because he didn't prepare the tissues for the fact he was borderline diabetic or didn't detoxify first and never had stem cell or other things to help support nutraceuticals like our Myco-D2, which contains ergothionine, Mountain Red Velvet, Collagen Max, and other nutraceuticals to support the actual stem cell regeneration of the tissues, including apoptogenic agents like ellagic acid, minoquinone 7 power C, and full vitamin K2, and the sulforaphane glycosinolate in our apoptogenic DNA repair nutraceuticals. So we now have these. So, you know, I can present to you, and I'm preparing papers for the Academy of Environmental Medicine on Fukushima Daiichi, which I'll probably present later this year or early next, after 5.5 years of research on the radiotoxicology of how it affects biological systems and how to fix the problems, and papers to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and Advancement of Medicine, so we start to fully incorporate quantum biology and diagnostics into functional medicine, so we're not just shooting in the dark giving a specific herbal, we can actually see the biological effects and even do a quantitative analysis of how effective it is, both pharmacology and herbology, by using quantum resonance with biological systems. And a resonating harmonic frequency matching actually can give you a numerical number to tell you how improved the situation is. So when we use things like Mountain Red Velvet, and we're having trouble connecting with them today, we use Mountain Red Velvet. I'm just about completed with my importation of the Mountain Red Velvet powder, the highest quality Mountain Red Velvet in the world. And I'm going to make a new encapsulation that will be able to deliver it at a low pH all the way to the terminal ileum. So you get mycelized some of the components. And again, some of these components contain the following. They contain ionic organically chelated minerals. They contain building blocks for different tissues. They contain phospholipids and glycoproteins that alter DNA regulation on cell surfaces. The glycoproteins are extremely important for transducing signal from the environment into the DNA. They're transmembrane biophoton receptors that actually can alter the conformational protein of proteins that regulate turning on and off genes through microRNAs. And they're specific enzyme modulators and activated molecules that are not normally present in food that will be present in the Mountain Red Velvet. 396 biomolecules. I want to make it into a printable form that can be used intravenously. We have Matthew. Welcome to the program, Matthew. I was just talking about some of the latest advances in functional medicine, and I think before we get into the symbology and so on, I've been making a lot of progress. I just received my Metapathia machine. I've had a bioplasm for several years now doing research from the Russian Academy of Sciences. And we can now extract, because you're studying functional medicine, acupuncture, and oriental medicine. It all ties back in with the qi or energy harmonics that regulate DNA. And it's interesting that both the Ayurvedic medicine and Chinese medicine have understood this for thousands of years. Now we have proof that they were correct, that in fact epigenetics is biophotons. And the QRMA is one of our most popular machines, quantitative resonant magnetic analysis. And we can actually tell if people have organ dysfunction, heavy metals, nutritional deficiency, mineral deficiency, or lack of bioactivated nutraceuticals, which we have in our NutriMeds, which are unlike any other nutraceuticals from anybody else, professionally or otherwise. Including our new Cell Defense Plus, which is our new curcumin, which is probably the most important breakthrough in many years because it alters and gets rid of cancer stem cells or mother cells, stimulates cell regeneration and stem cell activation, and turns off inflammation in cells that are eventually going to become inflammatory vascular disease or cancer. So, you have a great deal of knowledge in this area, too, in areas, in fact, where I don't have expertise in electroacupuncture and so on, although I've been working with Accutron for a long time. I've had one in my office up to 20 years ago, and I'll be doing further research with their Accutron doctors, marrying it up with the Metapathia technology from the Russian Space Agency. We talked about this briefly with Dr. Bob Thiel, that Hillary Care, which she tried to bring in back in the 90s, would have completely eliminated anybody who isn't, quote, licensed to provide any health care. We need to realize that the advancement of medicine is going to occur by innovative individuals, not groups. and that many people have had knowledge in many areas for literally thousands of years that's not being incorporated to improve the health or biology of people. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what people don't realize, this is not the first time that our civilization has been this advanced. Matter of fact, about 11,000 years ago, we were even more advanced than we are now. And
oh, yeah, that's
very obvious.
To
most of us.
Even the pyramids of Giza, we couldn't reproduce them today, or we're probably within the next century, even move the blocks of stone.
Here's the thing, is that most people on Earth were still pretty primitive back then, in the Neolithic period, but there were some pretty advanced countries that were founded by extraterrestrials originally, called Atlantis and Mu, which destroy each other in massive wars, just as we might do, maybe not to the same obliterative level because of the fact we have such a large population, but we could well destroy. I mean, it's happened before. The point is, we've actually destroyed our civilization before, and we could do it again.
Right. In fact,
we once again have nuclear weapons, just as they had back then. We once again have the capacity to destroy entire cities.
Well, there's a symbology on the whole.
We do not. It's important to know this ancient history, and to realize a lot of stuff that people consider to be primitive is actually just leftovers. Somewhat corrupted or dumbed down leftovers of a very advanced scientific knowledge.
Exactly.
From this very long gone bygone age of Atlantis and Mu.
Exactly.
Which actually, you know, they went on for thousands of years. And,
yeah. In fact, even the Greek culture talked about the fall of Atlantis. There were apparently at least three falls. One where the culture of Atlantis went all the way to the Bimini Islands off of the coast of Florida. Evidence at the ocean floor of all kinds of giant buildings and cities.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can get a book called The Secret of Atlantis by the Austrian engineer Otto Muck. It discusses a lot of the evidence that there was once this landmass in what's now the Azores that was destroyed, he thinks, by a meteor impact. And he has tons of evidence that something happened very suddenly around 8,000 to 9,000 B.C. So, yeah, as I said, we could do it again. And the thing is that I don't think Atlantis was a natural disaster. I think it was an act of war. And that,
yeah, it was all the evidence points to a galactic war that occurred back then, much like Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was just a planetary war, I'm saying. Right. I mean, I don't think it was a war on that scale, because that would destroy a lot more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that, the Hopi, for example, the Indians here in Arizona, they talk of the destruction of the world multiple times.
Yeah, I think they talk about the destruction of the fourth world, yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
I know there's symbology out there, and I want people to understand, I come from the point of view of being what I call myself a cosmic believer. I don't like to use the word, most of the time, Christian, because it connotes a lot of things that are right now, unfortunately, pretty apostate, whether it's the apostate Catholic Church or the apostate Protestant churches. I'm a believer in Yeshua HaMashiach Emmanuel, which brought God knowledge to earth as the incarnation of the Most High God, but he also says, when I return, you shall be as I am, which means we collectively are, in a sense, the female side of the bride of God. We literally are co-creators because we now have the CRISPR protocol. We're approaching the singularity of artificial intelligence. I'm presenting a paper this December that if it's correctly, it's correct in its thesis, we will within 5 to 20 years conquer disease and aging, and people will not biologically necessarily age at all in the future. They will die accidentally or from starvation or war, but they certainly won't die of what we call disease that we have nowadays. They'll die of toxicology in the environment, toxic foods, inappropriate vaccines, stealth pathogens, all other things, which we can identify and get rid of. And as we approach the singularity, it changes what is an economy and what are we as a galactic civilizations that either deny the fact that there are other civilizations out there in the universe that we've already had contact with over the millennia, that's in every holy book on Earth, in every language on Earth, including every shaman knows this. This is not something new, including the Vatican and the library in Alexandria that was plundered by the Vatican. What I want people to understand is that we are rising to a new level where we can transcend technology, not be absorbed and become transhuman. But it means that as we approach these things, like this paper I'm presenting, and the technologies which will come with the changing of what is medicine and healthcare, we don't have healthcare now. We've got disease management. We don't. What Hillary Care would have done, for example, is to make certain that people still die of toxic premature deaths from polypharmacy, inappropriate surgery, in a toxic environment where they certify 35 out of 10,800 chemicals that are toxically destroying our epigenetics and our biology and our sexual differences. At the same time, we're not really fixing the underlying problems. And the symbology is that our physical world, which is the lower world, is created by a hologram of the collective consciousness of all of us in the spirit realm, which is why prayer and the intentions of our heart, our higher spiritual self, is so important. So let's talk about the symbology. We recently had the FBI do something which is legally obscene, which Comey basically interpreted the actual act in terms of saying that she had no intention, when in fact the act simply means that if she did what she did, she should have been prosecuted, but of course there's no a law for the little people like us and a law for Hillary Clinton, because she's so evil and so corrupt they can't prosecute her. In the symbology of where we're going in directions of the world, could either be going up to a wonderful new world where we are in control of our biology and live for extended periods of time and health and mental and physical health and no want and no war, or a disastrous time where devastation and economic and ecological disasters abound. Where do you see this going, Matt?
Yeah, I think that disasters are pretty much inevitable at this point.
Right.
Because of the water shortages and resource wars, population. And you know that people, the big powers are going to take advantage of this. I mean, I see in the future, because of the failure of the U.S. and Russia to form an allegiance.
On purpose, failure. Hillary Clinton's an example of that.
Yes, because of people like Hillary Clinton in particular. She's particularly dangerous in this regard. She was asked in February who she thought the most dangerous, the biggest threat to a national security in the U.S. were. Bernie Sanders, during the same debate, said North Korea,
right,
which I disagree with, but still
right,
closer to the mark. And she said Russia. So in her mind, Russia, Putin, is a bigger threat to us than ISIS, which makes no sense whatsoever, because Putin has no aggressive aims against us. The only
country. When we come back, I'm going to let you continue your thesis here, yeah, and express it. And it's important for people to understand, if you don't understand the symbology of our decisions right now, personally and collectively.
Yeah, I want to discuss that more after the break.
Yeah, exactly. We'll come back. And again, your website is MatthewDeagle.com. You provide analysis for people, personal life and business.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Matthew, let's continue your thesis. We see a lot of symbology floating around between Hillary Clinton and her warmongering against Russia. Trump has actually made financial deals with the Russians for decades. We see alternatives here. I mean, as I mentioned in the last hour with Harry Schlanger, Trump has what I call political potty mouth, and he tends to punch back before he thinks. If he has a restraint in his Twitter account and he has someone advising him to read his teleprompter, and to stay on message, he's going to beat Hillary. The fact that the Comey literally violated the rules by interpreting the law, which is not his purview, to let her off, is an obscenity. And I think even Ryan, who's no friend of Trump, was literally appalled by the fact that Comey let her off. This situation in America is very dangerous. And we have now a situation we're getting more and more toward cataclysm. So I like to think optimistically, and there's optimistic possibilities. But being realistic, I see converging cataclysms happening to the populations of America and the world.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, this has all happened before. If anybody's interested in...
Yeah, let's go through it, please.
For example, Atlantis, right, as I discussed, actually, Atlantis and Mu... you can find out for yourself, as Edgar Cayce did, for example. He accessed the so-called Akashic Records.
Right.
All this information is not just some erased history, although every attempt has been made by the powers that be to erase this part of history.
Right.
To keep us ignorant of all the knowledge associated with it. Atlantis and Mu, in my opinion, definitely existed and were destroyed approximately 11,000 years ago.
Right.
And this is the origin of a lot of our knowledge, our alphabet, etc. The Hebrew alphabet, as we call it, actually originates in Persia, and was used as the Aramaic alphabet. But before that, it went back thousands of years. It was called the Celestial alphabet,
right.
For example. All the everything in our world is symbolic. It's just inevitable that that is so, because the subconscious mind interprets everything symbolically. So you can't just look at things on a superficial level. As I said, people might want to look into Edgar Cayce, somebody who uses subconscious and unconscious knowledge. All this knowledge is actually there in your subconscious and your unconscious, and you just aren't consciously aware of it, even if it's influencing you.
Right.
We look at the recent events in Orlando, for instance. Bizarre coincidences surrounding this city of Orlando. Three different murderous or deadly events, fatal events, in a span of less than a week. This sort of thing happens all the time if you just read the news. These so-called coincidences that are not really random, they are the product of our collective thinking, and they are often point somewhere in our future. Essentially, you have to look at an event. A lot of things people think are, you know, satanic rituals or conspiracies are really products of our subconscious, and so they appear to be this kind of evil ritual, when in reality they're a message from our collective subconscious of what our thoughts are producing. For example, the shooting, this apparently random shooting, just 2 days before the Pulse nightclub shooting of Christina Grimmie in Orlando.
Right.
You look holistically at what it is, right? This musician, which I see as an air element type, symbolizes peace, symbolizes the bee, or the harmonious cooperation in society. Somebody who also works in harmony, somebody who is relatively talented. People have pointed out also the word Christ in her name, Christina, that she was a Christian, etc. But moreover, this, to me, symbolizes the killing of peace, the killing of the peace in our society and the cooperative, harmonious mentality in our society by just a general breakdown in social mores, breakdown in the collective harmony, but also because of the disruption of cultures by people like the European Union, who are falsely trying to force people to cooperate. You see, the difference, this whole event symbolizes what's going on in Europe, to a lesser degree in the U.S. right now, where you have this mighty, domineering government trying to force its false morality on society in the form of forcible mixture of civilizations, and trying to force them to get along instead of actually creating a genuine peace. If we wanted a genuine peace with the Islamic world, it's pretty simple. What we would do is just stop wantonly killing their civilians, use more strategic, more tactical, more surgical methods of war, more ground troops and less bombings, less airstrikes, less Hillary Clinton-type activity, and certainly we wouldn't instigate revolutions that result in the deaths of tens of thousands of people, as we've done in Egypt and Libya, etc. The reason that we have a breakdown of relations with the Islamic world is predominantly not because of religious differences or cultural differences, though those are a problem once the refugees enter the country. The problem is mainly that the people in control of our country are criminals, particularly right. Hillary Clinton and her cohorts are criminals that just wantonly murder millions of people, thousands of people, whatever. It could be upwards of a million now, in their attempts at world domination, resource seizure, profiteering. These are people who belong in jail, and yet we allow them to become the president or the secretary of state, and they are now using their usurious empire over in the European Union, which is all based on a central bank, and the secular might of the Vatican, they're trying to take over the world, basically.
Right. So they're looking for power right now, and they seem to have been on a bit of a panic, too. What's the symbolism
behind
the speeding
up of this? They don't like Russia, not because Russia's not really a threat to us at all anymore.
No, not at all.
The USSR was a threat, but Russia now is more in line, more aligned with our goals than the European Union is.
It's funny.
Russia is genuinely more friendly to American interests than the EU, but we support the EU because the EU is more ingrained with this usurious banking empire, more entwined with all of these with the secular might of the church, with just this evil of international criminality and wanton mass murder for profit, etc. And that unfortunately controls this country, as you can see. I mean, look at the way the media talks about Donald Trump. They won't even give him the time of day.
And if he does make a misstatement, they don't allow him to correct it or show the facts. For example, even when his son-in-law, and this is on Drudge here, literally makes a statement of, you know, the real, it's the top of the article is Jared Kushner the Donald Trump I know, and this is his son-in-law who's Jewish. This is the father of his grandchild. It's like, don't you get it?
And no, I mean, they're trying to attack him on every angle. While every website I go to has Hillary Clinton advertises on it, I assume she has lots of money behind her campaign. The problem with Hillary Clinton, though, is that she has a dangerous ideology, a delusional, fundamentally what this is a delusion, an academic delusion that they can create the liberal utopia through force, not through peace, right, not through agreement, not through cultivation of society, but by destroying the foundations of society, destroying all traditions, destroying races, destroying cultures and religions and so forth, and replacing it all with something new and supposedly better. Which really means, however, when you actually look at what's going on, it really means mass surveillance in place of actual peace. We'll have microchips in our hand and head, etc. We'll be under total surveillance as a necessity to maintain some kind of order in the chaos they've created. They're creating a society in which nobody can trust anybody else, in which there's terror attacks every day, as an excuse to then seize more power. Now, obviously, there are some people who could stop this right now, but it doesn't appear that they're doing what they should in order to stop it. Trump is trying to get elected, but he probably won't, because you look at how rigged this system is. He talks about it himself. And I know Trump suggests friendly relations with Russia. He does not want to. He wants to attack ISIS instead of focusing on all these schemings against Russia that have been going on since about 2014 or so, 2013. Well, before that, obviously, but they've been really ramped up since then. And like I said, I mean, we have a choice. We can bring order and civilization in the simplest, most logical way, which is just to eliminate ISIS through cooperation with Russia, or we can continue to follow the math into the end of civilization, just as happened to Atlantis.
But I think this time,
I don't think
if civilization collapses, it'll be
Atlantis, because their population is smaller than ours.
Right. I think this time, though, if the cataclysm happens, it'll be a lot more cataclysmic. Right?
This is where this is ultimately leading. You see, this dream of the European Union and Hillary Clinton and the like to create a society of totalitarianism disguised as liberalism or whatever is not going to work in the long run, because they'll put too much power in the hands of a few psychopaths.
Right.
Those few psychopaths are going to then inevitably abuse that power, just like Hitler did when he attacked Russia. They will abuse the power in their hands, and they will start World War III. Now, World War III will mean the destruction of most of the USA and a lot of Europe. That is where this is leading. So if people are out there thinking it's a good idea to vote for Hillary Clinton, you might want to think twice. Or you will at least think twice in 2042 when most of the USA is destroyed. Now, I don't know if we can do anything to stop it at this point, because it's collective. Remember, the mass of humanity is headed toward death. The mass of humanity on this planet now is not living in peace, is not living in rationality, doesn't have love or culture anymore, and is going to hell.
Want to propose some idea that fits in with your...
I'm not saying I'm a pessimist. I'm saying this is realistic.
Oh yeah, you're realistic. Let me make some a combination of things that I want you to respond to. You're an expert in symbology and using what I call astrological and symbological ways of giving people personal and business and collective groups information that gives them an idea of what decisions trees they can follow.
One thing that we actually find over and over again is that people's names or have a strong influence on their character, on their life. Any thoughts you have, though, it's not like the stars or your name control your destiny. It's that they influence your thinking, and your thinking is what creates your destiny. The thoughts are really what guide your entire life.
Right.
And that's the same thing collectively as well as individually. So what you have to do when you see all this chaos in the world is know when it's probably going to go down,
like I said, after the water shortage crisis in 2030s, probably around 2040, is when you can expect oblivion or whatever you want to call it, Armageddon. This doesn't mean the end of the world, period. It means the end of the fourth world. This has happened before. The Hopi have discussed, have talked about aircraft, and the Vedas talk about aircraft and missiles, etc. This is not something which is impossible. In fact, as I said, it happened before, and yeah, but it's, probably it's, will happen again. So you want to know, you shouldn't just stop living your life, but know that around 2040, you want to at least have somewhere to go to escape from it, and you also want to maintain, because ultimately this is a kind of collective suicide, you want to separate your thoughts from those of the mass which are headed to hell.
Right.
You want to
keep one of the things
your
that
thoughts
I think
on a positive track,
right,
and not go down with the ship. You want to get in the lifeboat and get out.
Yeah, I like to separate into three different spheres. Like the human brain, there's three different spheres. The first is there's the left brain, which is very logical and sequential. And then the non-linear, we call the gestaltic part of the brain, the creative brain. Then beyond that, there's what's called the spirit brain, basically the higher centers of the brain that connect to the higher self in the spirit realm. And collectively, we actually
create... There's the unconscious. And the unconscious, there's a subconscious, which is your cerebellum, right?
Right.
Your lower limbic system and so forth. Your subconscious is kind of your own personal computer. Your unconscious, though, connects to everything else and to all this knowledge, even of ancient history in the past.
Right.
That you consciously don't even think is real. Things like Atlantis.
Well,
stuff is all stored in the collective unconscious.
Yeah.
Edgar Casey got a hold of it.
Yeah, I'm putting together a book called The Book of the Way, or We/I. Because when you're a hyper-empath, like I am, you're both a we and an I at the same time, which is why you can be empathic to help people medically.
Yeah, everybody's part of a collective, as I said. You can't see yourself as separate from the whole, because the influences are all around you constantly.
Right. Now,
so you just have to maintain clear thinking in order not to be affected by the brainwashing, or whatever you want to call it, this mass insanity.
What we've discovered is a way of actually not only creating powerful ways of praying, but also amplifying and broadcasting that. And what people should understand is that, in a sense, the media and the mediums and the globalists use the very powers of what we call the spiritual realm to control the collective consciousness and the reality they create. They literally milk.
Yeah, they're stupid though. They're abusing psychology that they don't really know how to use.
Right, they're abusing it. They're using it in a very infantile and self-serving way.
Yeah, they're using it in a stupid way. They're using excessive force. It's like what they're doing is they're degrading the humans in their attempt to undermine all of our traditional values and replace them with some kind of utopia. They are degrading the human psyche and causing people to be more belligerent, more self-serving, and less cooperative. The result of all this crappy music and terrible culture and degenerate language, etc., is not, and by any means, a utopia. It's just more chaos. Now, that chaos necessitates, as I said, more totalitarianism to restore order, which then puts the power in the hands of a few people, and those few people will probably be foolhardy idiots like Hitler and destroy our civilization, because they will not try to make a treaty with Russia. They will simply surprise attack them, and then, kaboom, it's over. That's the way it's going. Pretty easy to see if you look at the whole pattern of events.
Yeah, but I think one of the things that I've realized why we aren't succeeding in terms of media, the regular media tries to control the consciousness by lying to the public. I call it the liocracy.
A lot of them are just in the... I mean, the thing is, a lot of it isn't even... A lot of it's just stupidity. At the top, a lot of the belief, the people who believe in this stuff, like Angela Merkel, I don't think she's crafty per se. I think she's just stupid. I think Merkel really believes she can somehow force people to get along.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. You can't talk to people at a logical or emotional level and do that. Yeah, what I'm saying, man.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back, and so Matthew will have a regular hour on the first hour on Fridays. He's going to pop in at other times. I think the symbological analysis and the analysis of other factors that deal with the holographic, mathematical, and we call the fractal reality of our world is really important. It's something that's often neglected because the battle is really a spiritual, numerological, and symbological battle, even beyond the intellectual battle to tell people the right arguments or emotional battle to give them the right poetry, music, or multimedia to try to convince their emotions. Because the real issue is a battle, in a sense, is in the unconscious or superconscious, the collective consciousness of all of us, which is why, despite giving good arguments, we see civilizations repeatedly failing and people making wrong decisions personally and otherwise with their lives.
Your subconscious only responds to logic. It doesn't respond to your intentions. It responds to what you actually mean by what you tell us to do or what you think. Responds to the actual meaning of your thoughts. So if you think excessively positively, your subconscious responds with equal but opposite negativity. Vice versa, if you think excessively negatively, it'll respond with positivity. The subconscious, that's why a lot of people who are depressed or whatever are people who are trying to force themselves to think positively. Because if you don't think in a neutral way, the result is that your subconscious responds with the opposite. Now, as well as your life. Now, it's the boomerang effect. If you send out a signal, the opposite comes back, right? You send out and comes back the other way around.
Right.
This is also kind of how, what's going on with the EU. These people in power in the EU are so delusional, and so they're living in such a childish fantasy, like Merkel,
right.
In which their ideals can somehow be accomplished if they just believe in them.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way, of course, but they believe that that's how it works. The result is that their positive thoughts being sent out in this childish, naive way are being responded to by the rest of the world with an equal but opposite negative.
Right. In fact, that's the same psychology we saw in the symbology of the rise of the German superstate in World War I and the Reich in World War II. It's the same symbology and psychology occurring with the rise of the European superstate in Angela Merkel, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on is that they're sending out this naive positivity, and they're cultivating that in the mass of people. What's happened here is that somebody at some point, I would say probably partly the Catholic Church is responsible, partly others, have tried to cultivate a mentality of naivety and detachment from reality and delusion. And this has now spread like a cancer to the entire society, whereby the delusional, naive slaves are now in control. And they are running, they're making a mess of things. They're living in this mentality cultivated at one time by Machiavellian cynics in the Vatican or whatever. Now, however, this secular humanist mentality has become the leader itself. It now is in charge.
Yeah. So the battle is, in a sense, a battle for consciousness and perspective and
it's
the spirit.
It's just logic versus illogic, or reality versus irreality. That's basically it.
Amazing. And again, visit Matthew's website, MatthewDeagle.com. He's got an amazing array of things to help you with making good decisions, health analysis, financial, personal, and more advanced. We'll be back on every Friday with hour number one with Matthew. Again, MatthewDeagle.com. Tomorrow, Leo Zagami is our first hour guest. Thank you, Matthew, and we're going to do some videos afterward in live stream to discuss some of your amazing things that you provide. Read after the program on live stream.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.